USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former Trump attorney John Eastman is out on bond after turning himself into police as part of the 2020 election interference case in Georgia. Eastman is one of former President Trump's 18 co-defendants facing criminal charges. Former President Trump says he'll travel to Atlanta on Thursday to surrender in his Georgia election interference case.
He noted on Truth Social that he'll be arrested by Fannie Willis, who he referred to as a radical left district attorney. Trump was charged last week with racketeering in connection to alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. I'm Dave Collins.
A Chicago woman is being charged for threats she made against former President Trump's youngest son, Barron. 41-year-old Tracy Marie Fiorenza was charged in Florida after she allegedly emailed the headmaster of a Palm Beach school that she will shoot Donald Trump Sr. and Barron Trump. Her charge holds a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will stand center stage during Wednesday night's presidential debate in Milwaukee. While DeSantis is considered to be the strongest candidate to challenge the party's frontrunner Donald Trump, recent polls have shown Ramaswamy edging closer to DeSantis for the number two spot. Tropical Storm Harold has made landfall in South Texas. It's bringing heavy rain, strong winds, and a chance for coastal flooding to that state. As the El Nino weather pattern continues to bring a lot of moisture to the southwest, the high pressure zone over central and southern states is bringing the heat.
A high pressure zone has the central and southern USA preparing for a heat wave that's expected to last a few days. The temperatures could reach 100 degrees or more for the rest of the week from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast. Heat warnings and advisories are in place across 18 states from Louisiana to Minnesota. The National Weather Service warns the temperatures could potentially be harmful if traveling outside. Take water with you. I'm Lance Prime.
This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Alaroot. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.
Hawaii officials are warning the death toll in Lahaina could rise sharply in the coming days. The death toll grew by one on Monday and now stands at 115. As of Monday night, all destroyed single-story homes have been searched for remains. The effort is now shifting to multi-story structures. It's believed anywhere from 700 to 850 people are still missing. The American Academy of Pediatrics is calling for a ban on corporal punishment in all schools.
Believe it or not, striking or spanking children is still legal in public schools in 18 states, mostly in the South. New Jersey, Maryland, and Iowa are the only states that prohibit corporal punishment in both public and private schools. But a separate study of Canadian children published last week in the JAMA Network Open shows that kids who were physically assaulted before age 14 are nearly twice as likely to develop mental illness. I'm Corey Myers.
Taco Bell and other fast food chains could switch to digital-only sales. That's according to The Hill, which reports parent company Yum Brands said in an earnings call this month that it plans to move to 100% digital sales at its restaurants, which also include Pizza Hut and KFC. That means customers would order through apps, websites, or in-store kiosks. The hit sitcom Frasier is set for its return. A revival of the series will debut on October 12th with the first two episodes on Paramount Plus. The new season will consist of 10 episodes. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.